You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
3, 2, 1.
Good Saturday morning and welcome to the Fantasy Football Happy Hour podcast. It is week 18 of the NFL season that actually kicks off today, and that is why I'm here going over all the scenarios this morning. This is a big week that will determine some of the final seeding. We have two games today, starting this afternoon, one this evening, and then a full slate on Sunday. A lot of playoff relevant games out there, but let's dive in and look at my games in each time slot. I'm going to start actually with Saturday games. The early one, the Steelers against the Ravens. Ravens sitting a lot of people. Could be interesting. This one, very interesting. The Colts and the Texans are going to be doing battle in the evening game. This one is pretty simple. Win and you're in. Both teams 9-7. Both have a chance at the AFC South title. But whoever wins this game is in the playoffs regardless. Should be a heck of a game, a big one that'll be on ESPN and ABC. Turning to Sunday games, the early window game, it's the Atlanta Falcons at the New Orleans Saints. This one has a lot of playoff implications. Either of these teams could, and I emphasize could, be the winner of the NFC South. Neither of them can do it without help. Primary help for New Orleans would be Tampa Bay either having a loss or a tie in Carolina. Falcons would need to win this game and have the Buccaneers lose to get in. This also could be a game that determines the fate of some of these coaches. Arthur Smith for the Falcons has been on the hot seat. If the Falcons make the playoffs, does that shift? If they lose embarrassingly here, does that lock things up? Still some questions too about Dennis Allen and Derek Carr in New Orleans. New Orleans actually has a path to make the playoffs if they win, even if they don't get the division, but they could also win and be out of the playoffs despite having a 9-8 season. A lot of things going on here, but this is the intriguing game. Afternoon games, I know you're going to laugh. I went with 49ers and Rams, even though we're seeing Carson Wentz, Sam Darnold, and a whole bunch of reserves. And it's because I'm curious about this battle between these backup quarterbacks who are both at one point high draft picks. Most of the afternoon window games are either teams that are completely out of it or teams that are heavily favored to win against weaker opponents like Dallas against the Commanders, the Eagles against the Giants. Not to say those games don't have playoff relevance, but might not be as competitive. This was kind of a toss-up for me about games in the afternoon window, but I'm curious to see what Carson Wentz can do making his Rams debut. And Sam Darnold has looked good when we've seen him with the 49ers. Should be fun. Tons of playoff relevance for the Sunday night football game, and that is the Buffalo Bills at the Miami Dolphins. It's pretty simple. The winner of this game wins the AFC East and is the number two seed in the AFC. The loser, though, could be in the playoffs, could be a low seed in the playoffs, or could be out of the playoffs, depending on which team it is. Miami will either be the two seed with a win or the six seed with a loss. The Bills will either be the two seed with a win, or they could be the six seed, or they could be the seventh seed, or they could be out of the playoffs entirely with a loss. We will actually know what the stakes for Buffalo is by the time the game kicks off on Sunday night. But this should be a heck of a battle. I'm curious to see if Buffalo can get Stephon Diggs back going. Miami has slid a little bit at the end of the season. They're also completely beat up. Xavien Howard is out of this one. Both Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb have been lost for the season. Jalen Waddle, Raheem Mostert are questionable, both of them coming with some lower body injuries. A lot to unpack here. Now, I'll be curious to see how this one goes. It's a heck of a way to end the NFL's regular season. Well, as you guessed it, with a lot of teams sitting players and a lot of unknowns about how the game flow is going to go, and most fantasy seasons being wrapped up, I'm not doing sit starts this week. But I did want to, before I go, give you where I'm at right now with NFL, with my picks for some of the big awards for the year. Not thinking a lot of this is going to change during week 18, so let's dive in. My pick right now for NFL MVP would be Lamar Jackson. He is not going to play in week 18, nor is Christian McCaffrey, who I think has made a strong case. Lamar, they're 13-3. They're the number one seed in the AFC. They demolished San Francisco in San Francisco. They also blew out Miami last week. They've beaten all comers. They've answered all questions. Lamar has been a great leader for them this season. I think you'd be hard-pressed to go another way. For Rookie of the Year, I think it's C.J. Stroud. You can make a great case for Puka Nacua. I have loved what he's done for the Rams. But I'm still leaning towards Stroud. I think the turnaround for the Texans, a franchise that's kind of been down in the dumps the last couple of years, has been incredible. I think if the Texans win on tonight, on Saturday night, as I am expecting them to, that will really lock it up for him. Coach of the Year, you know, D'Amico Ryans makes a strong case, but I'm going to go with Kevin Stefanski because, honestly, they lost Nick Chubb. They haven't gotten a lot out of Deshaun Watson before he was also lost for the year. So I think Kevin Stefanski is really done an incredible job. Great defense. They are locked into the fifth seed. They've already won 11 games. They actually get to sit some starters this week. But what the Browns have done is pretty impressive. And I think they are going to be one of the dangerous playoff teams. They've really found a nice groove and made an adjustment. And the last one I'll talk about is fantasy MVP is always an interesting thing. I went back and forth with a few different people. My pick for fantasy MVP this year is Kyren Williams.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And it's because he kind of came out of nowhere and has just been incredible. Going into this week, I believe he's sitting at running back 5, and that's despite missing 4 games due to injury. He has been an incredible lock guy that you either found on the waiver wire or, like me, I had stashed him on a couple practice squads last year and was able to pull him up. He looks great. I've been really impressed with what he's done and with what the Rams have done. It was a real close call because Puka Nacua, I also think, in addition to being in competition for Rookie of the Year, you could have made a case for fantasy MVP as well, just because of where you were able to get him in drafts. So that does it for that portion of the program right now. I am going to give you my picks against the spread. I am 130 and 126 heading into the week. I was 9-7 again last week. So I'm really hoping to finish strong and end above 500. So here are my picks. The first game on Saturday, I mentioned Pittsburgh at Baltimore. Baltimore's sitting a lot of starters, but I still think they're a good team. These are always kind of tough battles. I think Pittsburgh gets the outright win, but I'm taking Baltimore plus 3.5. I think this is more of a 3-point game. As I mentioned earlier, I think the Texans are going to get the outright victory, so I'm taking them plus 1.5 against the Colts tonight, and those are the Saturday games. Switching now to Sunday games, Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals. Browns are sitting quite a few folks. This Bengals team just hasn't really looked capable of blowouts this year, and it's a 5.5-point spread. So I actually think the Browns will still win anyway, but even if the Bengals get a win, I think it will be close. So I'm taking the Browns plus 5.5. Next up, we have Minnesota Vikings, who are kind of fading, at the Detroit Lions, who are likely to be angry. Not a lot has come out that Detroit is sitting all its stars. We know Jameson Williams is out due to some injury. I'm taking the Lions at home minus 3.5. I think they're still going to roll. I think they want to get end the season on a high note. Jacksonville at Tennessee. It's really important for Jacksonville. They need to get the win in order to secure the AFC South and a playoff spot. It's a bigger spread than I would like, especially since we don't really know even today whether Trevor Lawrence is going to play or it's Beathard. But they looked pretty good last week with C.J. Beathard finding a good running game with Travis Etienne. Titans haven't looked great. We know we're going to get a dose of Ryan Tannehill here. I'm taking the Jaguars to win outright and minus 4.5. The interesting game, New York Jets at the New England Patriots, could be the last game for Bill Belichick. I'm taking the Patriots at home minus 2.5. I think they want to win to get out of there strong. Atlanta Falcons at the New Orleans Saints. I mentioned this under my games of the week. This has got big stakes kind of for both teams. I am taking the Saints at home and minus 3.5. Buccaneers at the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers have just not been good this season. I think the Buccaneers want to make a statement and get into the playoffs. I am taking them minus 5.5. Big, big game kind of in this afternoon window here. Chicago Bears at the Green Bay Packers. The Packers, once again, have a home game where it's win and you're in the playoffs. That's all they need to do. Facing a division opponent. I like the way the Bears are playing right now. I'm taking Chicago for the outright win, and I'm taking them plus 3.5. Next up, we have the Denver Broncos at the Las Vegas Raiders. Broncos have not beaten the Raiders since they moved to Las Vegas. A curious stat that came out this week. They've lost 7 straight to the Raiders, which just seems a little bit weird. They have a chance to finish 9-8, but you know what? The Raiders are making one last statement. Aiden O'Connell's playing for a future position. You have Antonio Pierce trying to play and show that he deserves the permanent job. I'm taking the Raiders at home minus 2.5. Philadelphia Eagles at the New York Giants. The Eagles need a win, and I think they're going to get the straight-up victory, but their last game with the Giants was close. The defense is just not clicking. I'm taking the Giants plus 5.5 against the spread. Seattle at the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals have been hot. The Seahawks have not. I think the Cardinals get the outright win, so I'm taking them plus 3.5. Kansas City Chiefs at the Los Angeles Chargers. Chiefs, again, are going to sit a lot of their big starters. They're locked into the 3 seed in the AFC. Already 10-6 have won the AFC West. The Chargers flailing a little bit. Even with backups, I'm taking the Chiefs to get the outright win, so I'm taking them plus 1.5. I mentioned how much I like this battle of backups for the Rams and the 49ers, but I like the 49ers' overall backups a little bit better. I'm taking them minus 3.5. For the Cowboys at the Commanders, it is a huge point spread, 13.5. But you know what? I think the Cowboys, with a chance to win this game and win the division and be the number 2 seed, will get a big victory. I also just think the Commanders are completely fading away. I'm taking Dallas minus 13.5. Night game. This is a tough one. I think Buffalo gets the outright win. It's a very scant point spread, but my prediction was 31-30. So I'm taking the Dolphins plus 2.5, but I think the Bills get the outright victory and win the division. So that is a little bit of my picks against the spread. We will see how that goes. Before I get out of here, I thought I would end with a little bit of Movie Corner. We got our first wide release of 2024 in the horror film Night Swim from the producers of Megan and the Nun, and it is not good. I'd go so far to say it was a little bit on the horrible side. I will talk about that more with Eric tomorrow night on This Week at the Movies. We're also looking at a movie that we both really liked that got limited release in 2023 and is opening a little bit wider this weekend, and that is American Fiction. You can join us at 7 p.m. Eastern for This Week at the Movies. Otherwise, hope you guys have a great week and a fun week 18, and we'll see who makes it into the playoffs. I'll be back next Saturday with a preview of Super Wild Card Weekend. Until then, you guys have a great week.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.